Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the Tobolowsky Files, Memories of Groundhog Day. My name is David Chen, and this hour, we'll be discussing the film Groundhog Day, the making of it, and its lasting significance. The 1993 film Groundhog Day begins as weatherman Phil Connors, played by Bill Murray, is forced to cover the annual Groundhog Day ceremony in the sleepy town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Initially, Connors is unimpressed by the local townsfolk. Here's a clip from the film in which Connors talks with his colleague Rita, played by Andie MacDowell, at the Groundhog Day celebration. Rita speaks first.
Hey, Phil! Phil, over here! Where have you been?
It was horrible. A giant leech got me.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire, and they get warm, and then they come back, and they sing some more.
Yeah, they're hicks, Rita.
Connors awakens the next day to find the events of the previous day playing out exactly the same way. In fact, Connors realizes that he is repeating Groundhog Day over and over again. He has wandered into some sort of time loop, a never-ending circle that only he is aware of, and he is trapped in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Okay, now tell me why you're too sick to work and it better be good.
Rita, I'm reliving the same day over and over. Groundhog Day, today.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
No, really, this is the third time. It's like yesterday never happened.
I am racking my brain, but I can't even begin to imagine why you'd make up something like this.
I'm not making it up. I am asking you for help.
At first, Connors tries to use his predicament for his own ends, robbing banks and using inside knowledge to seduce his colleague Rita as well as other women from the town. But as the repeated days wear on, Connors begins to lose hope, even attempting suicide multiple times and succeeding, only to wake up the next day in the same pajamas, the same hotel room, the same Groundhog Day ceremony to cover all over again. Eventually, Connors decides to use the situation to improve himself, becoming skilled at piano and ice sculpting, among other things. And rather than try to steal from people, he endeavors to help them, using inside knowledge of the day's events to save people from injury and inconvenience. The film culminates with Connors confessing his love to Rita. Rather than trying to impress her or get her to sleep with him, Connors has truly come to value her as a person. In this scene, Connors shows Rita an ice sculpture he made in her image.
How did you do that?
I know your face so well, I could have done it with my eyes closed.
It's lovely. I don't know what to say.
I do. No matter what happens tomorrow, or for the rest of my life, I'm happy now. Because I love you.
I think I'm happy too.
It is only when Connors begins treating himself and others with the love and care that they deserve that he's finally released from his temporal prison, only to find that maybe what he really wanted was to stay in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, all along. While Groundhog Day is ostensibly a comedy, the film has come to be regarded as one of lasting importance. Its message of hope, self-improvement, and self-actualization have resonated with audiences all over the world. The American Film Institute has listed it as one of its top comedies of all time, and in 2006, the film was selected for inclusion in the United States National Film Registry. But perhaps more interesting than the film itself is the untold story of the making of the film. Joining us today to tell us this story is an actor who played one of the film's most memorable characters. Here's a clip from Groundhog Day in which Ned Ryerson, played by actor Stephen Tobolowsky, meets Phil Connors for the very first time.
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High. Ned Ryerson. I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Stephen Tobolowsky is a character actor who has appeared in over 200 TV shows and films, but his storytelling capabilities are also unmatched. Here he is, telling the story of the making of the film Groundhog Day.